A man without a soul. That's how US President Joe Biden has described his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The US president was speaking after an intelligence report found Russia meddled in the 2020 presidential election. Australian experts worry the escalation in tensions may distract the US from what might be a more concerning strategic threat, the rise of China. Mario Christodoulou reports.
When he was campaigning for the presidency last year, Joe Biden said he wouldn't mince his words when it came to Russia. And yesterday, he seemed to make good on that promise in an interview with Good Morning America's George Stephanopoulos.
You know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
It was a rare personal reflection. He says he intends to deal strongly with his Russian counterpart, and there will be repercussions for President Putin for a variety of misdeeds.
I know him relatively well, and the conversation started off, I said, I know you and you know me.
You said you know he doesn't have a soul.
I did say that to him, yes. And his response was, we understand one another.
Those comments drew a swift rebuke from Russia, which recalled its ambassador from Washington to prevent what it described as an irreversible deterioration of relations with the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says people shouldn't be surprised by the president's assessment.
Our administration is going to take a different approach in our relationship to Russia than the prior administration, and we are going to be straightforward and we are going to be direct.
The interview comes on the heels of a declassified report from the US National Intelligence Director's Office that found President Putin authorized attempts to influence last year's presidential election in favor of Trump. Russia denies the allegations, calling them wrong and with no foundation and evidence. Sam Roggeveen is director of the Lowy Institute's International Security Program. He says those personal insights during the interview were typical of President Biden, whose diplomatic style places a high emphasis on personal relationships.
Well, Biden is known as someone who favours and who emphasises the personal touch when it comes to diplomacy. That's not just with allies and friends, but with adversaries as well. He's someone who places a lot of weight on sitting across the table from someone, looking them in the eye.
But he is concerned that all the focus on Russia may be distracting the US from issues in the Asia Pacific, and in particular, the rise of its biggest rival on the world stage, China.
And China's power is growing substantially faster than Russia's will. China's set to be the world's biggest economy in very short order. So to the extent that the United States places its foreign policy effort and its attention on Russia, that is a distraction from what I would consider to be the main game.
Sam Roggeveen from the Lowy Institute, ending Mario Christodoulou's report.